You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you. Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed. 94 WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to get into on a short week. Eagles, Bears on Friday, Black Friday. It's being dubbed the Fraud Bowl. The loser of that game officially on Fraud Watch when it comes to the playoff and Super Bowl picture. The Eagles better win this football game on Friday. They're a 7-point favorite over at FanDuel. They need to win this game. It is a must win for them, but they need to get their offense going. I mean, the bottom line is they need to get their offense going. And we could be frank. We could be clear. You know, we don't pull any punches on this podcast or the midday show. This offense stinks. It has stunk this season. The Eagles, the percentage of drives in which the Eagles score sits at 34.2%, 27th in the National Football League. The teams that are behind the Eagles, so the Eagles are only ahead of these teams. the Jets, the Saints, the Titans, the Raiders, and the Browns. Okay, the five of the worst football teams in the world. I mean, that's where they're only ahead of those teams, 27th in the NFL. Their success rate is 25th in the NFL. Their pass success is 22nd. Their rush success is 22nd. Their serious conversion rate is 24th. Their three and out rate is dead last. It is a bad offensive football team that is masquerading around what a wonderful record. So let's dive into why. What are the biggest reasons why the Eagles offense flat out totally stinks? I'm going to roll through them in order. And just because, you know, something is sixth on the list doesn't mean it has no culpability. Just because it's first doesn't mean it has all the culpability. It's just how I would rank them. If I were ranking them from the biggest reason why down to a reason, but not the biggest reason, the least big reason, I guess you could say, that will be number seven. So I have seven reasons why the Philadelphia Eagles offense stinks in 2025. Number one is the offensive line. The offensive line was the calling card of this football team and has been the calling card of this football team for a very long time. I think it's a big part of the reason why the Eagles have sustained as much success as they have had over a period of 2.5 decades without at any single moment employing a no-doubt future Hall of Fame quarterback. Just think about that for a second. Usually when teams have 25-year runs of success, right? You go to the Patriots with Tom Brady, the Colts with Peyton Manning, you know, the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, the Packers with Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, and Love, to be fair, does not belong in this group yet, but Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, the 49ers back in the day with Montana to Young. Usually when there is a long, long period of success, there involves at least one, if not multiple, future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And this isn't an indictment on Jalen Hurts saying he can't make it. I know he has a good resume to start his career, but he's not there yet, obviously. The Eagles represent one of the few extended runs of excellence in pro football history. This extended, you know, involving, you know, a lot of trips to the Super Bowl, wins and all that kind of stuff without that surefire Hall of Fame quarterback. And the reason they've done that over the course of many eras is because they've always employed, or almost always employed, a great offensive line. That is the foundation of their offense. And this year, the offensive line just isn't great. They don't have the same juice they've had in years past. It's a combination of injuries, probably the attrition of last year. Jordan Mailata early in the season was talking about how tired he still felt. It was a warning sign, a clear warning sign that something was wrong. So number one, first and foremost, is the offensive line isn't as good. And I think it props everything else up around here from quarterback to play caller. Without that, you don't have the same thing. So that's number one, first and foremost. Number two, their two best offensive players look like they're in physical decline and are not the same guys. And that, of course, is Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown. Let's start with Saquon. Saquon Barkley doesn't look like he's the same guy. He's not running like the same guy. There's now questions about the want to get the tough yards versus just trying to make the big play. A little Barry Sanders-ish allegations. Barry did that, but he made so many explosives, he primarily got away with it. And last year, it was a great combination of great O-line and that explosive ability. And I saw a clip a couple days ago of Andrew Whitworth, the former offensive lineman. Now he does the Amazon, the Amazon games. And he talked about how he sees, you know, he knows the offensive line hasn't been as good, but he sees moments where Saquon is almost dancing away from contact. Jason Avant brought this up on the post-game show on NBC Sports Philadelphia. He'll join us tomorrow for the lunch hour Wednesday on the midday show. And if that's the case, it's trouble because it makes me question the eye of the tiger that he still has after all the carries, the hits, the punishment last year, also getting paid twice in a matter of 12 months. I'm not saying he's not trying, but what I am saying is, does he have the same drive deep down in his heart that he had last year? I don't know, but he hasn't been the same guy. And it is striking to me, and as the sample continues to grow inch by inch, that when Tank Bigsby comes in the game, he runs angrier. He runs harder. He gets 8 yards behind an offensive line that I just went over isn't as good. So I think it's quite clear Saquon's not the same guy. And it's quite clear to me AJ's not the same guy. I'm not going to be fooled by one game on turf. He's not running the same. I think it is easier to keep your speed and to get going at a top level on turf like at Dallas rather than in the grass in cold weather. So I will be surprised if down the stretch of the season we get that AJ every week. I also think he was invested because he got the football early, not always there. I think the hamstring issues have caught up to him, the knee issues, the ankle issues, all that kind of stuff. They play a cold weather game Friday on grass. We'll see how he looks. They then go and have an extended rest before they play a game inside in L.A. against the Chargers. He'll probably look good in that game. But after that, it's a short week and cold weather here against the Raiders. And then another short week based on that Sunday game to the next Saturday against the Commanders on, grass. And then he'll go to Buffalo after that. Might play well in a big spot. But then again, the last game here, and then we'll see the playoffs and where they play and all that kind of stuff. So I think it'll be up or down. I clearly see some erosion in his game. So number two is the erosion of Saquon and AJ as great talents. I don't see the same burst of those guys right now anymore.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Number three, Jalen Hurts is what he is as a passer. You know, it's not horrendous. It's most of the time pretty good. But I think the more that you've watched him over all the years, you'd be lying to yourself if you don't see limitations in him as a thrower. He doesn't rip the ball into tight windows. He doesn't typically throw people open. He needs to see it. You know, there's enough voices out there nationally that talk about how, you know, deep down Sirianni and Petullo understand the concepts they don't use here, and maybe there's a reason we don't know that they don't use them here. Well, it's not hard to have deductive reasoning to say that perhaps Jalen Hurts is not as comfortable with concepts that include motion or under center as the primary part of the offense, and he likes to see it out of shotgun, and that's why they do what they do, which limits, you know, some of the ways they could run the offense. I think there's something to that. I think Jalen Hurts is a capable player. I think Jalen Hurts, you can win with him. I've been saying that from the moment I watched a play in the NFL, his first game against the Packers and then the Saints. You could win with Jalen Hurts, but it has to be a specific way. And it has to be a way where when things are good around him, he could lift up the boats and he could be the leader. But a primary drop-back passing game with Jalen Hurts as the front and center of it isn't the offense. And when the other stuff starts to deteriorate, like the running game and the offensive line, you see the limitations and the warts on Jalen Hurts' game. I think that's the reality of it. He's not appreciably worse, but he's also not that guy that's going to just drag you to victories with his arm. And I think we're seeing right now what life is like if things break down around Jalen Hurts. It's not a high-level offense. There are some quarterbacks, you put them in, and they're going to lift the boats up to a high-level offense. I don't think that's what we have with Jalen Hurts. That's number three, the reality of Jalen Hurts as a passer. Number four, Jalen Hurts' legs don't impact the game as much. Is that Eagles' organizational decision-making? Maybe. Is that Jalen Hurts preserving his body for the long run? Maybe. Is it a little possum game before we get to January? Maybe. Is it a reality of his age and the carries on his legs and the hits he's taken? You go back to Alabama, you add what he's done in the NFL, we're talking about probably 1,500 carries, 1,300 carries in totality. It's a lot. It's a lot of rushes. You know, running backs get to that level, you start to wonder if they can't run anymore. And Jalen Hurts has run like that for a lot of his football life. And there's always this evolution with quarterbacks, and some guys evolve through it, and some guys really don't. I mean, Steve McNair was a very up-and-down player, had some good years, but some not great years when his legs started to go. Russell Wilson has fallen apart as a guy that could score a good amount of points consistently since his legs went. So I don't know. I mean, Cam Newton was out of the league very quickly after his legs went. I don't know where Jalen Hurts goes from here, but his legs are not the same. They don't impact the game. And I think it's affected the Eagles' passing game, but it is really more than that. It's affected their run game, which in totality affects their pass game. So Hurts' legs, not bringing as much to the table these days. That's number four. Number five, Nick Sirianni continues to bring zero to the table as an offensive mind. Zero. And I don't, you know, deep down I wonder, and I've always been a Sirianni skeptic, at least since the Super Bowl in 22, when he started to lose me there with his in-game decisions making. I didn't like him in 23. I thought last year, until the second half of the season, he really coached poorly, and then he figured out what he had. And I haven't loved the way he's coached this year. So I'm just, I'm not a huge Sirianni guy. I think it's a little too much frat house stuff for me for a professional organization. But he has a Super Bowl, Super Bowl ring on his finger, and he wins a lot of football games. So I, like everyone else, you know, gives him the respect he's earned, but I deal with it. But I wonder, long-term, something's got to give, because the Eagles know, Jeffrey Lurie knows, Howie Roseman knows, the best way to sustain success in the NFL is a high-functioning offense led by a high-functioning passing game. And if the Eagles are about to have to rebuild their offensive line, if they have to pay defensive players, can they sustain this roller coaster of offensive play callers because Sirianni doesn't call plays? And can they sustain the up and down nature of Jalen Hurts as the quarterback? What I'm saying is something's got to give as the next few years go on. I don't think this will. I don't think the Eagles will let this be the way it is. So I think we're barreling towards, in the next year and a half, they either draft another quarterback or they change the head coach. And you might say, there's no way they do that. They just won the Super Bowl. They got Doug out of here, and they got Nick out of here, and Carson out of here very, very fast after they won the Super Bowl. So the Eagles don't operate like you think they should or might or have to operate. I think Sirianni's lack of offensive expertise, the fact that he's not a Shanahan or a McVay, hurts continuity. It hurts consistency in what they're trying to build here. Number six on my list of reasons why the Eagles' offense stinks right now is Kevin Betulo's inexperience. You might think it's too low. I thought he had a bad day Sunday in Dallas with some of the preparation stuff and the adjustment stuff. But bottom line is Kevin Betulo's inexperienced, and I think that's hurting the team. Now, do I think he's completely non-creative? I don't. I think there's been some creativity that we haven't given enough credit for. Some of those on-the-run throws to Goddard are very successful plays, whether to the field side or the boundary side. When they get Jalen on the move and it's like a little fake block by Goddard and then he rolls to the flat, they work. And then with Goddard's run after the catch ability, they've hit some big ones on that. I think in the red zone, he's been creative. I think he's done some things in the passing game that I've liked more than we've seen in recent years with the under center stuff. Now the run game's been bad. Is that on him? Is that the O-line? Is it Salah? I don't know. I don't think Petullo is completely devoid of any sort of ability here, but he's inexperienced. And I think the last couple weeks you see he's getting railroaded by the wide receiver. You know, there's been way too many targets for me the last 2 weeks to AJ and not enough to AJ Brown, to Devontae Smith. And that the game against the Lions was a flat-out joke. It was a joke how many times they threw him the football. So the inexperience, not the mind, but the inexperience of Petullo certainly belongs on the list. And the final reason why the Eagles' offense stinks right now, and I left this last because I don't want to, you know, it's not being an excuse maker here.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is the schedule. The Eagles have faced a schedule that is pretty ripe with some of the best defenses in the National Football League. And it's been challenging for them to get through it on a week-by-week basis. If you look at yards per play allowed, and I'm going to exclude the Cowboys right now. Cowboys we just watched on Sunday obviously are better than the 28th best defense. So they have faced Denver, number one in yards per play allowed. They have faced Green Bay, number two in yards per play allowed. The Rams, number six in yards per play allowed. Minnesota, number seven. Detroit, number nine. So they have faced number one, number two, number six, number seven, number nine so far in yards per play allowed. They have also faced Kansas City. In Kansas City, obviously a challenging defense. So on the record this season, they've only played, I'm going to call it, three games against subpar defenses. You know, subpar, really bad defenses. That would be the Cowboys week one, that defense, and the two Giants games. That's it. You know, you look at the bottom 10 in the NFL. Carolina, they haven't seen. San Francisco, they haven't seen. They did see Tampa Bay. So they saw Tampa Bay as well. Tampa Bay's really fallen off here. Tennessee, they haven't seen. Miami, they haven't seen. Dallas, they saw that version of it once. Giants, obviously, now they're going to say Chicago on Friday. They should get, this could be a little bit of a get-right game offensively. They should be better. Cincinnati, and they haven't seen Washington yet. They'll see them down the stretch. So down the stretch of the season, they're going to face number 30, number 32 twice. They're going to have a chance here to move the football a little bit more, but they also will see the Chargers, who are number eight, so it's going to be a little bit everything. They faced a pretty good defense this year is my point. I think it's fair to bring that up. So the seven reasons, the biggest reasons why the Eagles offense stinks. O-line's not the same, number one. Saquon and AJ are in physical decline. Hurts is what he is as a passer. Hurts' legs are not impacting the game as much. Sirianni bringing zero to the table as an offensive mind. Petullo's inexperience and the schedule so far. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Athletic Brewing Company. No matter how you do game day, on the couch, in the crowd, or manning the snack table, Athletic Brewing fits right in. With a full lineup of non-alcoholic beer styles, you can enjoy bold flavors all game long. No hangovers, no buzz, no subbing out for water in the fourth quarter. Stock the fridge for kickoff with a variety of non-alcoholic craft styles available at your local grocery store or online at athleticbrewing.com. Near beer, fit for all times.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.